MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovart. Texas-based Smith & Mars, Inc. was found liable for 5 abandoned oil wells and has been ordered to pay $7.5 million to clean up the company's abandoned wells on leased land in New Mexico. The state land office also said the company left behind unused infrastructure that leaked oil and wastewater onto the land surrounding the site. Smith & Mars, Inc. owner Ricky Smith declined to comment on the ongoing case. He disputed the cost of the land office estimate for well plugging. The fine was imposed by New Mexico First Judicial District Judge Kathleen McGarry Ellenwood of Santa Fe. The violations cited by the land office occurred at the San Mall Queen unit in Lee County, operating about 20 miles outside of Lovington in southeast New Mexico's Permian Basin. The damages against Smith & Mars were the largest awarded since the program began in 2020, Commissioner of Public Lands Stephanie Garcia Richards said. And the Carlsbad City Council voted Tuesday night for a 2-year trial period starting on February 1st to ban single-use plastic bags. Councilors voted unanimously, with Ward 3 Councilor Mary Garwood abstaining since she also serves as the executive director of Keep Carlsbad Beautiful, and Ward 1 Councilor Lisa Anaya Flores was absent. City Attorney Denise Madrid Boya said the ordinance bans single-use plastic carryout bags, with some exceptions, and promotes the use of reusable bags or recycled bags or boxes. And anglers can fish for free in New Mexico on September 28th and 29th as part of the state's Free Fishing Weekend. Anyone can fish for free in public fishing waters throughout the state Saturday and Sunday, which is also National Hunting and Fishing Day across the U.S. But all anglers must observe bag limits and all other rules and regulations. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.